You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Well, this was a fascinating week for me on Engage because I got to speak to just three great guys, three extraordinarily smart people, and all heavily involved in the world of finance, but specifically heavily involved in the world of regulations. Starting off, we had Chris Giancarlo from the CFTC, who's a brand new commissioner there. It's extraordinary to hear his point of view and to see his perspective. As one of the specific things that Chris said was, it's crazy, or I guess I shouldn't say crazy, but what Chris said was that the very aggressive actions by the previous head of the CFTC, Gary Gensler, has led to a lot of problems in the implementation of the rules and just the development of the rules for finance and specifically for the exchanges and for futures. One of the things that he said is fascinating to me is the danger point we've reached when the Europeans and the U.S. Regulators cannot agree on just some of the basics of what one entity calls a acceptable counterparty or an acceptable exchange versus Europe not agreeing to that and the problems that you can get from there, an actual trade war that could develop. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people don't understand about the CFTC and what they do, what they've been charged with as far as implementing and creating these rules, specifically also with the Volcker rule and making sure that proprietary trading doesn't go on and eliminating that from banks. Because as we all know, that was the major reason why we had a financial crisis. Of course, that's not true. Of course, it's not true that interest rate swaps played a role in this. Yes, of course, credit default swaps did, but not interest rate swaps. And by forcing interest rate swaps onto exchanges, you created a whole sorts of unintended consequences and problems. So I think what Commissioner Giancarlo is going to do is take some time, be thoughtful in the approach and the implementation of the rules that were set forth under Gary Gensler, and perhaps slow go on some of these things to make sure that they don't hurt businesses, especially end users. So I thought that was just a great conversation with him. As far as Rob Nichols goes, Rob obviously is got his face planted in all of the things that have gone on with Dodd-Frank because he represents and his group represents 18 of the largest financial services firms doing business in the United States. And so I thought it was great that Rob came on the show and you know, while he said yes, the financial system certainly is safer because banks have a lot more capital now, and because you stripped out proprietary trading, you don't allow banks to do that, so it takes away some of the risk, but it also takes some of the profitability of these entities, and it also certainly decreases their ability to generate revenues and fees, which in turn would allow them to lend more. So it's quite difficult, I think, from that standpoint for these banks and financial services companies who are facing capital adequacy rules that are apparently appear to be changing. When I'm hearing more regulators talk about increasing the capital amounts, but what Rob pointed out was really interesting, that there have been no new community banks since 2008, and that's really shocking, and that's certainly not hurting the big banks. It's taking away competition, and that's a problem for this country when it comes to lending and when it comes to regional and really state-by-state lending. So that's something that needs to get changed. Of course, with my friend Douglas Holtz-Eakin, former CBO director and CEO of American Action Forum, one of the coolest things Doug pointed out was that we've eliminated 20 to 25% of the good lending that was going on previous to 2008 because of all these regulations. Of course, we went through all of the problems and the costs of these regulations since in 2012 and 2013. Their group came up with about 230 $360 billion worth of costs. That is not helping, right? That's hurting American businesses. And that's a major problem. And then we talked briefly about the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which sounds as Orwellian as it is. And there's so many problems with that agency, part of which is protected to the extent that it's not funded by Congress. It's not controlled by Congress to some extent. It's a separate entity under the guidance of the Federal Reserve, and that's a little bit dangerous to say the least. What I liked, of course, with Doug's interview was, you know, the top things that he's looking at this fall. Clearly, they're looking at a lot of the CO2 emission regulations that the EPA's trying to put forward. That's separate, obviously, from financial regulation. But he's also looking at the implementation of Obamacare and also these workplace rules that are coming on. So let me just wrap this up really quickly and say the regulations that are out there are really expensive. I believe the National Association of Manufacturers just came out with their study. I haven't seen it. I think it's in the neighborhood of $2 trillion over, I want to say, 10 or 20 years. I haven't seen it again, but it's a very large number. The point is for everybody out there, these are the hidden taxes that have been put on businesses. These are one of the reasons why we're not growing at the rates that we're supposed to be growing at. And this is another reason why there's so many underemployed people, because businesses are worried that they can't afford to have new hires when they have to hire people like risk managers, especially banks, or compliance managers, or new HR people to deal with Obamacare. That's the problem with all of these things. They don't seem like they're going to cost jobs, but in the end they do. They hold back economic growth. So keep that in mind when you try to use the government as a cudgel for social policy to do things like Obamacare, to do things like, you know, like the EPA, and to do things like Dodd-Frank. And that's me and my soapbox just really bummed out that we can't grow as fast as we should. That just, it breaks my heart. It really does. And I hate to see people not working. So on that somber note, I apologize. But again, that's just me. Thanks for listening. This is Engage. I'm Andy Bush. Have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Engage with Andy Bush. We'll be back again next Friday at noon in the West, 3 p.m. in the East, on the Voice America Business Channel. We'll have more insights and discussions then.